We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Women's intuition for men, it is a frightening thing. It's a scary thing because women say things like, I just know. I just know it. When guys hear that word, they're like, oh, boy.
What do we do?
Here we go. It's my intuition. Like, oh, boy. That's what we're going to get into here in a few seconds. 404-263-0941. If you have a strong opinion about women's intuition, ladies, and we know from social media that a lot of you do, 404-263-0941. We'd love to hear from you. The conversation started innocently enough last week when a guy called up and said, look, I hired a friend of a friend to be my personal trainer. She's given me a great deal. It's super convenient for both of us. I don't have to get a gym membership. I got some workout equipment in my office. No problem. But this friend was an attractive female. And he overheard his wife on the phone telling somebody that he's working out with an attractive female. So this got him thinking, am I like violating some sort of marriage code? Like, should I not have...
Do I have to fire the hot trainer?
A hot female personal trainer. And so the jury voted, and it was close, but the decision was made that no, he can keep the trainer. If it was a real problem, his wife would have said something
right
to him, but he could keep the trainer.
Because we had talked so much about trust. She's married to him. She's got to trust him. This trainer was married to a friend of his. It just seemed like a situation maybe she was blowing out of proportion.
Well, then we got a call from a woman named Erin. And Erin said the fact that his wife was telling another person about her interaction, about his interaction with this hot personal trainer, means that her intuition set up a flag.
Mm-hmm.
And that means everybody should be paying attention to it. They're foolish if they don't.
My question, though, is how do you tell the difference between your intuition or just your insecurity?
Oh, that's one of my favorite comments was intuition is different than insecurity. And it didn't sound like Erin was capable of differentiating between the two. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really smart comment because that was a gray line for
sure.
I think
you can even question it within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, maybe Courtney in Sandy Springs could answer this because she says women's intuition 100% a real thing. Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
Oh, shoot. Your phone's breaking up a little bit. Try that again, Courtney.
We lost her. She says, women in 404-263-0941, if you have a strong opinion about women's intuition, Jen, what are your thoughts? Is it a real thing?
I think it is a real thing. I'm trying to think of a recent example for me. For me, it's been with childcare because it takes a lot for you to trust a person to take care of your kids.
Right.
And in hiring different childcare people to help our family make it all work, whether it's nannies or babysitters or anything like that, I think you have to go with your intuition. And one time I went against it and that person was not able to work with us for very long.
So it was a situation where the person like presented themselves well, had a great resume, your kids loved them, everything was great, but
everything seemed to check out, but there was just something where I was like, I don't know, there was this sense where I was like, do I trust I'm seeing? And I went against that intuition and we hired that person anyway, and then It didn't end up working out. So I was mad at myself that I didn't trust my intuition in the first place. But that also could be just insecurity, right? Because had I had that feeling and that person worked out great, then I would have been like, oh, well, that feeling was just being insecure and they proved me wrong.
Right. And I think people do that in relationships. Like, I'm getting this bad feeling, but I want to give them a chance because what if it's insecurity? And then you give them the chance and it's like, oh, wait, no, you're a jerk.
Intuition is too many red flags in a row.
Maybe. Yeah. That's a good point.
But did you have any red flags?
Just a feeling.
In the beginning, yeah.
Just a little feeling. And I think my husband did too. So maybe I should trust his women's intuition.
Because I think what intuition is I think intuition is no red flags. Like everything looks great and there's no red flag. There's mm-hmm. no reasons why I should question, my girlfriend's relationship with the guy that she works with. There's see no red flags, but something in my gut mm-hmm. tells me.
Now, is it intuition or could it be affected by your past too? Because let's say you had been burned by, the last 10 girlfriends you had, and then this one girlfriend's doing nothing wrong.
Jen, I burn people. I don't get burned.
This is an example.
But that's a great one from social media, too. Somebody said your intuition's influenced by your life experiences. If you've been in bad relationships, you'll automatically believe that any little problem could actually be something bigger.
Exactly.
Elizabeth in Roswell, is intuition a real thing?
It is. It's generally 99.99 always going to be correct.
So if you have no red flags but that gut feeling, what you're saying is always trust it.
Always trust it. And it's never steered me wrong.
Princess in McDonough, is women's intuition a real thing?
Yes, absolutely.
So if you are dating the most wonderful man in the world and everything is terrific, but you just have a weird feeling about the way he acts with his coworker, trust the intuition.
Absolutely. I feel like it's a science.
So, Princess,
it's science. Okay.
Do you have intuition more on men or women?
On everybody. I think because of how our brains operate, like, we put everything together. We're subconsciously, like, building this, we're just, subconsciously making these truths.
Oh, we lost her. 404-263-0941. The discussion about women's intuition continues next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Should you always trust your women's intuition? Or could you confuse it with insecurity? That's the debate going on this morning on the Jeff and Jen Show. If you're just joining us, we'd love to hear from you too. 404-263-0941. All opinions welcome.
Nellie in Atlanta, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Women's intuition, real or not real?
Sometimes real.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you. Leslie in LaGrange, women's intuition, real or not real?
Absolutely, 100%.
100%.
Has nothing to do with insecurity.
So, have you ever not gone with your intuition and then been mad at yourself?
Absolutely, too many times, because I thought it was insecure.
So how do you know the difference between being insecure about something and it being your intuition?
Because, it's hard to explain to a man. However, it is a gut-wrenching feeling. You feel it all the way down in your gut, and it just takes over you. You just know.
I love how condescending you just were to Jeff. Well, it's tough to explain anything to a man, but let me try.
All right.
I love you.
Leslie, thanks for your condescending comments.
And I do love you.
Okay. All right.
That was so awesome. God, I want to be her.
My gut's telling me that Leslie's not a nice person.
I think she's a genius.
Denise in Lawrenceville, hey.
Hey.
Is women's intuition real?
It is real, unless you're crazy like Aaron, then that's insecurity. Don't trust it then. Someone will tell you you're crazy. Mm.
I think, tell me if this would be a valid, because...
It's true, and how do you know?
Here's how I think you know, okay? Let me mansplain this to you ladies.
Oh, great.
All right? But hear me out.
At least you know you're doing it.
All right, hear me out with women's intuition. Is it possible to know the difference between insecurity and intuition? If it's insecurity, it's based on something that has happened to you or someone close to you. There's an experience related to it. If it's true intuition, you just know. You know what I'm saying?
You just feel it rather than it being cerebral.
Right. Like
if it's an insecurity, it's in your brain. If it's intuition, you feel it in your body.
Right. Is that possible?
You're exactly right, because you overthink it. And if you overthink it, and you're crazy, you think everything.
You become Aaron.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Vicky in Atlanta, what do you think?
Women's intuition is 1,000% real, and anybody who doubts that is a moron.
Okay. Well, all right. We're passionate this morning. Okay.
I love it.
All right. So based on the calls today, men, here's a warning for you. If a woman says, I just know, you've already lost.
Just tell the truth.
Right. You're right. If she says, I just know, whatever the sentence that she said right before that is what's going to happen.
Yep.
Right? So just roll with it.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.